point. We're going to look now at the key, or the chord C. This is your basic C. Basic C is good. The only thing is you can't really play this lowest note. It doesn't really fit. So most of the time what I play is what's called the full C, and that's played just like this. Now I can play all six strings. So here's your C, and then here's your full C. And then we have a C, what's called a C plus 7. Just kind of a nice little ring to it. And then we have the C sustained. And then we have the C 2, which you put your pinky down here. The C 2 doesn't make much sense all alone. It sort of goes with the G 2, which we'll learn in the next video. But the G 2 is like this. It's got this kind of nice sound to it. And then it's real easy to go to this C 2. You just lift these two fingers and move them over one. I lift your name up high, and then they go to a D, back to the C2, back to the G2. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. So just, we could be playing just a G and a C and a D. Lord, I lift your name on high. But it has just kind of a different quality. Lord, I lift your name on high. So it's these, you know, just these little variations of the standard chord. Just make it probably a little bit more contemporary. So that's the, that's one C2. There's also another C2. Actually, I don't know how to play that one. Let's see here. There. That's kind of an interesting one as well. So that's basically the C. There's not a whole lot that you can do with C, but those are a couple of the things you can do.